Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ruth Walasoff. And really, Ruth, we've had a wonderful morning.
Oh, I agree.
This was fun. It was exciting. And you would never know, not that I'm any professional here, but that this is your first show.
You're doing a wonderful job, Ruth.
Thank you.
And this is the second half of
I'm so happy I came.
I'm glad
you're going to come back again, too.
That's right.
I hope so.
You know, but you got to remember.
Officially in the rotation, Ruth.
When we talk about numbers, you got
to
remember. Otherwise, you get blacklisted around here.
You have to point to her. To Christina.
We'll get an arrow. We'll get a light up arrow. That's what we'll get for the new year, right? John, we'll have a halo.
Over.
Oh, I like that even better. But you know, prior to the break, we were talking about the veterans' donations and all the great work that the town is doing with veterans. And something else that the town is urging residents to do is that the veteran school tax exemption is can include Cold War veterans, but you need to reach out to your local school district to get this adopted. So people don't know that it's not an automatic thing. So you really need to reach out. This is until December 31st. You have time for this. And the exemption will be applied to your October 2017 school tax bill. Please call 311 if you have any questions about that. But we're really trying to spread the word on this and definitely get this adopted. So please get involved with that. And also the town just came out with a press release about they're really urging local businesses to provide some kind of veterans discount. They're going to begin doing an online directory that will feature all these different businesses that do provide discounts. So they're reaching out to all businesses out there. Call 311 if you're a local business and want to will provide a discount to veterans or something, and it will be added to the list on the North Hempstead website for veterans. So,
who's in charge of this?
This is the North Hempstead's doing it, yeah. So it's the Veterans Committee. This came out in the Veterans Committee.
Okay.
One of the things is to have this online directory on the North Hempstead page that shows you all businesses that provide discounts to veterans.
Nice.
Yeah, so I think it's really wonderful because the town's urging them, you know, that all the service that has been provided, this is the least that we could do as a town. So check that out. And December 27th at 4 p.m. will be the menorah lighting at Town Hall. I guess it was last week they had the Christmas tree lighting. So
right.
Coming up at December 27th will be...
Is this in Manhasset?
Yes, in Manhasset, the Town Hall Manhasset. So that should be a beautiful event as well. And also what's very exciting is that the town is looking at doing different renovations to North Hempstead Beach Park. There was some sandy damage. I know they've been kind of, you know, taking steps to make it, because it's a really beautiful park. You know, I don't know if people have checked it out, but there's a lot that goes on there. There's Fun Day Mondays over the summer, and there's wonderful programming down there. But they're urging residents to come to these three different sessions that you could find out about possible renovations and give your suggestions about what you would like to see at North Hempstead Beach Park. And that's going to be on January 18th at 7 p.m. at the Port Washington Library, January 24th at 7 p.m. at Clinton G. Martin Park, that's in New Hyde Park, and January 25th at 7 p.m. at the Yes We Can Community Center. So they'll show you beautiful diagrams and architectural design, and you can give your input, which I think is it's definitely something to get involved in, because it's nice to have North Hempstead Beach Park, you know? I mean, it's close enough for people, and it's not too overwhelming. There's a beautiful boardwalk there. There's a trail. I mean, there's a lot that goes on there. So to find out what is going to be included, check that out. You can call 311. You must register for these events as well. Also, I think this is next week we have coming up, and maybe it's not next week. It might be... the TRI, who we partner with for our Help at Home program, it's a wonderful, wonderful organization. We've been partnered with them for since 2009 now. The rehabilitation, it provides people with training, on-the-job training, so they would eventually get, you know, a job in the real world. In the Help at Home program, we do gutter cleaning, moving heavy objects.
Just to interrupt you, it is next week.
Oh, see?
And Abby.
Okay, great. Wonderful.
Two of them.
So they'll be on actually next week, TRI, to talk about their different programming. But the Help at Home program has been a complete success. It's a wonderful service. And it's great because it helps, you know, it's these little things that you wouldn't think that, you know, changing a light bulb really impacts you if you have a high light bulb, you know, and you can't reach it.
And
you know,
you don't have balance.
Right.
And we're, you know, we seniors that's lose
exactly,
their
you know, and listen, standing on a step stool is so dangerous for no matter what age you are, let alone if you do have, you know, any kind of issues. So this program, they come over, it's rewarding really on both ends. And it's, you know, I monitor this program and just seeing the surveys that come in from the residents who use the program. It's just, it's absolutely wonderful.
And just the one thing I want to throw out here quick. From a senior, do not be embarrassed to call and say, I'm afraid of getting up on it. You're stupid if you don't. Because, oh, no, I don't want to call. I don't want to bother them. And you take two steps on a stool and you broke your hip for
absolutely.
A light bulb.
You
and it happens. You hear the stories.
About hardly anything.
Right. But you shouldn't be because it's right. normal. But, you know, and you're familiar, Ruth, with people who won't call. Oh, no, I don't want to be that. You know, you're not that person. You know,
no,
these services
absolutely.
Are created for you because we understand you need them.
Yeah. And what's really wonderful about this program is that, you know, it's closely monitored by one of the Project Independent social workers. So, you know, they're with you along the way. Making sure and facilitating it all for you so you don't have to get overwhelmed with that. But also, TRI has a new initiative called Kitchen to Table, and they'll be talking about this next week. And it's a dinner delivery service that is really wonderful. It's fresh and nutritious, high-quality food. There's a weekly menu for dinner, free delivery, and it's only $2.75 per meal, which is really amazing. If you're interested, please call 516-222-2092, extension 1004, and you could get involved in this. And you only have to be 6 years over. That's really the only qualifiers for this program. So definitely, if that's something you're interested in, you can call 311 also, and we could get you connected to that. We also have, which
I'm
is...
I'm sorry, in
yes.
reference to that TRI, mm-hmm. is there a financial disclosure?
Nope.
No
okay. financial wow. for that. Yep. You literally just have to be 60 or over, which is great because there are a lot of other programs out there that, you know, you have to have certain
exactly.
qualifications.
It's not all these,
yes.
You
this
know.
Is just 60 or over. And, you know, it benefits the people who are working there, you know, cooking these meals.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They don't okay. ask for anything else, which is great. And then coming up at the Landmark on Main Street does these wonderful afternoon teas that are completely free.
Where is
free.
That? On Main Street in
Port Washington.
Washington?
Yes. Yeah, the Landmark is beautiful.
232 Main Street?
Yes.
Suite 1?
Yes, it is. Perfect. And you could check that out. There are refreshments served. Wonderful
so
coffee,
is it
too.
A restaurant or what is it?
No, the Landmark, it's a huge facility. There's a senior center. There's some apartments there. And they also have a whole theater area in there as well. So it's very big. You can't miss it on Main Street.
You know
Street.
Where the library is on Main Street in
yes,
Port Washington?
Yes.
It's across the street. You can park in the library and walk across the street.
But across the street is a bank, Apple Bank. Oh, no, I'm thinking of Manhasset. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
I'm
okay,
a little confused.
Yeah. No, sure, this is in Port Washington.
So I've made two mistakes so
no,
far.
No,
I
no,
forgot
that's
the
okay.
116.
It's all part of the,
and
it's all
of
part
this.
Of the conversation.
In Christina's eyes, you've only made one.
But this event is on Wednesday, December 21st at 2 p.m.
And should you notify them that you're coming?
You don't need to register. You know, you can call and find, but, you know, you're not required to register for
and
this.
And there are light refreshments served,
yes, that
too.
Is most important. There are light refreshments served. And this
and
is going
to free.
It's exactly. Free and refreshments. I don't know what else. And David Gluck, who will be it's celebrating the holidays. It's live music. He'll be playing quite the mix of songs. So it's really a fun program. And
it sounds
it's really
very
great.
Nice. How long will it take?
I think they're about an hour, the uh-huh. programs, but they don't really seem to have a set thing. So it's, you know, if you're having a good time, they're not kicking you out of there. So this is another wonderful program that the Landmark on Main Street is providing. So if you have any interest in that, check that out. Or call 311 if you need any information on any of those things. We also want to tell people that the 2017 AARP defensive driving courses are available. These fill up extremely fast. It's amazing how quickly they fill up.
I just took one recently at Clinton Martin Park.
Oh, yes.
Oh, good. Okay.
And it was excellent.
Oh, great.
Really
wonderful.
Excellent.
Well, that's what we like to hear. And, you know, so you really, if you're interested in getting this done, the first one of 2017 will be in February 4th and then March 11th and then onward. But they really, like I said, fill up very, very quick.
And then for 3 years, you get a discount on your automobile insurance.
Right. And you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, because I actually did that, you know, for my insurance as well to get some money off, because who doesn't want to get money off? Or if you have tickets or points or something, you could get that, you know, knocked down as well. But you always walk out learning something new. You know, it can never hurt to get a little refresher on something. You know, everyone's been driving for a while and you kind of take advantage of certain things. But it's good to definitely check that out. And that's $20 for AARP members and $25 for non-members. And they are all offered at Clinton G. Martin Park. So please call 311 to register as soon as possible if you are up to get your defensive driving ready.
So how old do you have to be for that?
That's for 60 or over. For AARP.
60 and over?
Yeah.
For Oz. I mean, you could take it to drive.
Yeah, of course. You can take it anywhere just to get this discount and
rate. Driving at 30 someplace else. But through the town, if you're doing it through Project Independence and the special deal, it's 60.
It's 60 or over, absolutely. So that's, you know, and then call 311 for any of these other programs. If you missed anything, coming up next week, we have on Abby Stokes, who we've had on before, who's wonderful, who is our technology guru. She'll be telling you how to shop online safely, which is great. And then we have TRI coming on to talk about their wonderful food program and the Help at Home program. So it should be quite the show.
Ruth, I want to thank you. This has
I want to thank you.
Yes, Ruth.
Both of you.
Wonderful job on your first show.
We had a wonderful, really wonderful time. It really was. And we had two great guests. But that's always Christina's. Honestly, she does a wonderful job picking the people.
I think Christina does a fantastic job.
Well, thank you both.
And we look forward to next week's show. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. And as I said, always call 311 if you have any questions about anything you hear on these shows. And you want more information, you're driving your car, it's very difficult. But 311 you can remember. When you get a chance, you call 311, we'll get you the information. Have a wonderful week, everybody. We'll be here next week.
Bye.